Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Sound of Power. We are so very glad that you have decided to join us once again tonight in this time of intercessory prayer as we are in 30 days of prayer, praying and watching. Thanking the Lord for the opportunity once again to go before His presence in prayer. So many different things are, of course, is happening in the nation, and we've already been assigned by the Lord to make sure that we are positioned in the place of intercession. And I thank the Lord that He is not a reactive God, but that He's a proactive God, just thanking Him how He called us into this time of intercessory prayer long before we could see the number of things that would occur in this month alone. And if you, of course, have been watching, as I'm sure you have, as I've been watching, there are so many things that are happening in the world around us. And I thank the Lord that He has given us the wisdom and the insight to already be positioned in prayer. We're already in a position and in a posture of prayer. We've been there now for, this makes our 12th day that we're in that place, because we are yielding to what we know the Lord has given us beforehand, already knowing that the God that we serve, that the Word says that He declares the ending from the beginning. So nothing that has taken place already has taken Him by surprise. And I reflect on the fact that He spoke back in April to do this, back in May to do this call. And when He was saying that, you know, just speaking to me and saying that June was going to be a very strategic month, many of you, well, for myself, and I'm sure many of you, most of the time when you hear strategic, sometimes you are thinking strategic maybe for a time of where He's going to release strategy to you, or it's just going to be to the place to where it's strategic for positioning us for certain things to happen, where we look at it, you know, in a positive respect. But now that I've moved into this time of intercession, what I am now seeing, what the Lord was saying to me is, June being a strategic month is also letting me know that there are some strategies, some plots that the enemy already had in store for this month. And us being in a position of prayer is not only coming against and being in a place of intervention, but also being in a place of being covered. We are being covered ourselves and under the blood and in the ark of safety. During this time where our enemy desired to strategize, and we see some of those things playing out in media, some things we see, some things we know, and then there are some things, I believe, by the grace of God, that never happen because we are in prayer. Some things that are just bypassing us or passing over us because we are protected under the blood. So when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And so some of these situations, again, it's passing over us. Some things, I believe, have been completely blocked by the grace of God because you and I have obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and we position ourselves in prayer. And I want to read just for a moment for you a couple of verses of scripture just to give us the word, of course, right before we go into prayer. I just want to remind you a couple of things, just looking at Galatians chapter 1 first. I just want to read these verses of scripture, and then we're going to read Galatians chapter 5, a few verses there. Galatians 1, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father who raised Him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men of God, men or God? Or do I seek to please man? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For we have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many, my equal in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Afterwards I came unto the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in time past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed. And they glorify God in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I have read for you Galatians chapter 1, reminding us of the fact that we should not be so easily removed like it is easy to do in this day from the gospel of Jesus Christ, for there is no other gospel. And Paul went on to show them just how powerful the gospel was, that in time past he was a persecutor of those Christians, but it pleased God to separate him from his mother's womb to call him. And the same gospel and the same Christians he persecuted, he became a voice for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so the power of the gospel is what we cannot be separated from. And so in this hour, even as we're praying for the nations and we're praying for ourselves, we must pray that we remain faithful to what we know to be true about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that we be not so easily moved by what we see, neither by what we hear. And so now, as we're moving into day 12 again, and to this day of prayer, remembering that this has been a strategic month, but it has been the strategy of the enemy that we have been coming against and praying against and been in position to come against his attacks. God has graced us enough to trust us enough that we can come before him in prayer, because God has revealed to us that this is a strategic month, and this strategy has been the strategy of the enemy of destruction. But God is greater. Even though we see some things happening, we do know that the prayers that you are praying, that I am praying, are at work. And God, hallelujah, is shielding us and preserving us in this hour. So we continue, hallelujah, we continue in prayer, and we continue to stand in the gospel. As the scripture says, we must contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Hallelujah. And so we fight that good fight of faith in this hour, and we rest in the God that we know, and we trust him. We trust his power. We trust his ability, and we know that he will not fail us. And so now, Sharon, please open us up in prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, O God, for this is the day that you made, and we have rejoiced and have been glad in it. God, we thank you for being our Lord, our Savior, our Keeper, our Sustainer, our Deliverer. God, we thank you for keeping us. We thank you for each and every one that's on this line, oh God, that we had another opportunity to come to your throne of grace. And so, God, we don't take it for granted, but we thank you for giving us another chance, another privilege, another opportunity that we can call on your powerful and righteous name. And God, everything that we ask, God, everything that we say, we pray, oh God, with faith, believing that you are able to do it, and God, that you will do it. For you said in your word that you wish above all that we would prosper and be in health as our soul prosper. So God, this evening we lift up the soul of man. We ask, oh God, that you would visit us where we are. We pray, oh God, for the United States of America. We pray, oh God, for the African American community. Oh God, we pray for your people that's dying and lost and living in darkness. God, we pray for the body of Christ this evening. We pray for the world, oh God. But God, we pray, oh God, this evening for those, oh God, that have been killed, oh God, or that have had acts of violence against them, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on us. We pray for those cities, oh God. We lift up Los Angeles unto you, oh God. We lift up Dallas and Chicago unto you, oh God. God, we lift up New York and Detroit, oh God, and we call out Milwaukee this evening, oh God, and we ask for your mercy, oh God, that your hand of mercy and protection would be on our children, oh God. We pray and come against the spirit of violence, oh God, the spirit that have caused our children's blood to be shed in the streets, oh God, innocently. Oh God, we pray for Alabama, oh God, and then God, we pray for Memphis, and don't forget about Atlanta. Oh God, we pray for these cities, oh God, and we pray because we realize that there has been an assignment against them, oh God. But God, we ask for your mercy and your protection this evening, oh God. We pray, oh God, against those that are committing the violence, oh God. And then, God, we pray for those that have been used, and God, those who have also had violence against them, oh God. We pray for the family members, oh God, and we pray, oh God, that you would comfort them during this time. God, we pray, oh God, for you are the God that created man in your own image, and so God, we ask that you would cause the image of God to rise up in the mankind. We ask, oh God, that you would cause their hardened hearts, oh God, to turn back unto you, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would cause the love, oh God, to abound and cause, oh God, hate to decrease. We pray, oh God, that you would stir up, oh God, the very image that you have created us to walk in. God, we pray today, and we ask, oh God, for your mercy. We ask, oh God, that you would bring us back to the beginning, oh God, in which you have created man. We ask, oh God, that you would cause us, oh God, as your people, to write the word on the tablet of our heart. And then, God, we ask that you would deal with the very heart of man. We ask, oh God, that you would cause anger and bitterness, oh God, violence, oh God,
to be removed. You said, oh God, to call those things that are not as though they were. And so, God, we ask that your creation, the very creation that you created, oh God, in this earth, oh God, for your pleasure, we ask, oh God, that you would cause man, oh God, to rise up and to look up unto the hills from which cometh their help, that, God, you would erase, oh, God, the very violence and anger and bitterness, oh, God, the very hate, the racism, oh, God, the prejudices from off of our heart, and then, God, cause us, oh, God, to return back unto the image in which you have created us. God, we say, raise up, oh, God, even in the cities in which we have named. We ask, oh God, that you would raise up the body of Christ, the body of Christ, that they would go, oh God, and take back the streets for your glory. God, we pray today, oh God, that you would raise up the church, your body of Christ, oh God, and cause families, cause husbands to return to their homes, cause families, oh God, to be reunited, cause church doors to be opened, oh God, cause your gospel to be preached, oh God, we pray today. We pray for our families, oh God. We pray for the communities, oh God, that you would make them, that you would heal them and make them whole. Oh God, we pray today. And then, God, that you would set us on fire. Set us, oh God, on fire up with the Holy Ghost. God, we pray that you would cause the Holy Ghost, oh God, to take his rightful place in this earth, oh God. That, God, you would cause the Holy Ghost, oh God, to get inside your creation and cause us, oh God, to align up with your will and with your word, oh God. God, we pray this evening, oh God, God, that you would bring us back unto you, oh God, that you would draw us back unto the cross, oh God, that you would draw us back to righteousness and holiness, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would send a whirlwind, oh God, that will set us on fire for you, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would do a new thing. We ask, oh God, that you would breathe on us. We ask, oh God, that you would stir up in us. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us. We ask, oh God, that you would have your way in us. Oh God, we ask that you would cleanse us. We ask, oh God, that you would renew our mind. Oh God, we ask that you would deliver us from the hand of the enemy. And God, cause us, your creation, to get in alignment, oh God, and to seek our Creator like never before. God, we ask that you would destroy, oh God, every false god, every god, oh God, that we have bowed down to. We ask, oh God, that you would open up our eyes and, God, cause our ears to be attentive to your voice and your voice only. God, we say today that you will remove, oh God, every false god, every lying tongue, oh God, that has come against the knowledge of your truth. And God, we say, cause your truth to prevail in this earth. Cause your truth, oh God, to arise, oh God, and cause your people to find your truth and to live in the truth, oh God, that you may be glorified in this earth, oh God. So we say, let your kingdom come, and God, let your will, not our will, oh God, but we say, let your will be done in us. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord, we bless you, God. We honor you tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. Father, we thank you for this time to come before you in prayer. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are allowing us, God, to come together, God, for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you're providing us the opportunity to call upon your name in a day and in an hour, God, where it may not be popular. But, God, I thank you that your hand is on us. I thank you, Lord God, that from the foundation of the world, you knew us, you chose us, God, you decided, Lord, that this would be the hour and this would be the time. And so for that, God, we're grateful. We ask you, God, to forgive us of our sins, and we choose by faith to forgive those who are trespassed against us. We ask you even now, God, to just wash us, God, hallelujah. Wash us with your word. Wash us and cleanse us with the power that can only be found in the blood of Jesus, Father, taking away every stench, every stain, God, the residue, God, of the past decisions, God, past mistakes, Father. We ask, Lord, that you would wash us from that. We pray, God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, that we might do the things that please you in this hour, so that when we open up our mouths, God, in intercession and in prayer, God, that you would receive even our petitions, Father. We pray tonight, for your word declares that if we were to regard iniquity in our heart, that the Lord will not hear us. And so, Father, we're asking, God, wash us of every iniquity. Wash us, God, of every area of unforgiveness. Any place in us, God, where we are holding on to matters and we're holding on to situations, God, we ask you even now, God, to wash those out of us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, because our prayers have to reach heaven, God. We need you to hear us. We need heaven to hear our cry tonight, the cry for our nation, the cry for our community. Father, we need you to hear us and respond. Lord, there is so much going on in our communities in this hour. Hallelujah. God, things we know are breaking your heart because they're breaking our heart. Father, when we look at, God, hallelujah, the anger, hallelujah, and the meanness and the violence, God, that is trapped its way into our law enforcement agency. Father God, no regard for human life. Father, we're asking you right now, Father, to pity us. Have mercy on us. Lord, I pray tonight, oh God, that you would begin, Lord God, to deal with these issues and these matters. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, whatever has to be done, God, only you know what needs to be done, God, to bring balance in the earth. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, every law enforcement agency, God, that's represented in every city, every state, Lord God, that you would begin, Lord God, to make divine intervention, that you would make visitation. Father, we pray for every chief of police. Father, we pray, God, for every chef. We pray for every law enforcement officer. Father, we pray that you would begin to touch their mind. Lord God, that you would breathe on their mind. Father, we pray, God, that you would just place kindness on the inside of them. Father, I pray that you'll begin to deal with them. Hallelujah. Oh, God, any unresolved issues that may be in their heart, any matters, any family matters, God, that they may be dealing with, Father, we pray healing, oh, God, take place in their spirit, man. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that these innocent lives, oh, God, hallelujah, that they are taken daily. Oh, God, that there will be an end to it. God, that our human rights, oh, God, that are being infringed upon. Father, I pray that in this hour, God, that you'll begin to deal with these matters. Father, we need you in a very real way. God, we're dealing with very real situations. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're dealing with areas of racism and hatred, God. And, Lord, we need the love of God, hallelujah, to begin to flow from heart to heart. Father, we need you to speak on our behalf, God. There are some things we just don't know to say. There are some places, God, we don't even know to go. But I'm asking you, Lord, to raise up those, oh God, that would go into those areas, Father, they would go in, oh God, and be a mighty voice. Oh God, raise up leaders, God, raise up voices, God, that would sit in these meetings, oh God, that would know, God, how to handle the conversations. God, I pray, pour out wisdom in this hour, God. I pray, God, that you'll give us wisdom and insight, God, that we, God, that they would not look at us as those that are unlearned, but God, I pray even those of us, God, that they may consider
to be unlearned. God, do for us as you did for the apostles, God, that the scripture says that after they were done speaking, that those that heard them were confounded and said that they perceived that they had been with God, because they said, are these those that are unlearned? Hallelujah. But, Father, they were able to speak with such elegance, oh God, and eloquence. And so, Father, I pray in this hour, oh God, that you'll begin to raise up voices, and that you'll begin to give wisdom, and that you'll begin to give insight. God, I pray, Lord God, that you'll cause us to be in the right place. Oh, God, that we'll just happen into the right place. And God, that you'll give a strategy. Oh, God, things we don't even know we should know. Oh, God, for God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the things, oh God, that we don't even realize, oh God, that we should know, God, that you're going to give us that insight. Lord God, that you're going to give us that revelation. And God, that you're going to pour out that wisdom on us. Father, I just believe that you can do that. I believe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the same God that's able to use a donkey, God, you're able to use those that some would consider to be unskilled and unlearned. God, you're able to use them for your purpose. Father, I pray that in this hour, God, put us in those places. Oh, God, situate your believers, those that carry your spirit. God, those that carry your heart. God, those that, oh, God, God, that they would carry the heart of God into certain situations, oh, God, and they'll be able to stand and articulate what needs to be said. And, God, when the enemy think, oh, God, that he's getting away, God, that you would use them, oh, God, as a mighty force for the kingdom. Oh God, we're praying today, oh God, oh God, against the social injustice, God, the climate, oh God, that is in our community, oh God, the wars, oh God, that are happening privately, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need you to step in and step in now. Father, we need peace for this nation. Our God, peace and safety. Father, we're speaking, God, be Jehovah Shalom over America, oh God. God, overshadow our nation. Oh, God, step into our government. Oh, God, there are some demonic forces, God, that you alone, oh, God, are going to have to rebuke. Oh, God, there are some principles, oh, God, that we need you to speak to in this hour. And, Father, we invite you in to deal with it. We invite you to deal with these issues and these matters. We invite you, oh, God, to rebuke. Oh, God, every principality, oh, God, that's working through vessels, and God, that you would begin to deliver the vessels, God, that would allow themselves to be conduit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the enemies, oh God, purpose, Father, I pray tonight, I thank you, Lord God, oh God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper, and God, every enemy that desires to shut our mouth, oh God, I thank you on tonight,
thank you, Lord.
I got that you already gone before us. I got the rope on my say. I got it that you've already shut the mouth of every devil. I got that you've already rendered his workings ineffective. I got, I thank you, Lord. Every time he shows his head, I got you pour out more of your spirit. You pour out more of your power. Pour out in this hour, oh God. Pour out, oh God, in Atlanta. Pour out, oh God, in Latonia. Pour out in Salt Mountain, oh God. Shut up, I say.
Yes,
Lord. Pour out your anointing, God. Pour out, oh God. Pour out your anointing, God. Pour out, oh God.
Yes,
I got him. Drive out. Drive out the things, oh God. That would dare to come against your anointed. Oh, God, for your word declares, I am the saving strength of my anointed. Oh, God, be I saved. saving strength. Be our help, oh God. Oh God,
yes,
be our mediator.
Lord.
God, be our advocate. Be an adversary to our adversary. God, do whatever you want to do. God, yes, Lord, God, you've given us power to tread upon serpents. You've given us all the power over the enemy. And nothing in can no mean harm us. Oh God, you've given us, oh God, spiritual fortitude. And your word declares that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. And I thank you that the standard has already been raised. And I thank you, oh God, that the Sihaya Boshea, our God, is already destroyed. And Father, I pray today, God, that you will arrest the spirit of infirmity, and that you will render it ineffective. Yeah, God, I thank you, oh God, that you are the great physician. I thank you, oh God, that you are the balm of Gilead. I thank you, Lord God, you are Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals all manner of diseases.
Thank you, Lord.
And sickness is no match for our God. For your word declares, I shall rise with healing in my wings. Your word declares that healing is the children's bread. Out of order. Oh, God is going to have to bow. Father, we declare that a spirit of integrity will return to our White House.
And God, the enemies of our nation that are aligning themselves to
together. Father, we want you to do for them like you did for those, oh God. Oh, God, in Babylon. God, that when they were on one accord, oh God, God, nothing was impossible, but God, you confused their language. And Father, I pray, confuse their language. Father, we need you. We're asking for specific strategy.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for doing it. I thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Oh, God,
I thank you.
I thank you that your blood is covering us now. And Father, even as we're under safety and position of prayer, Father, each and every person that's on this call, our families, oh, God,
yes,
as many of us that are far off to whom you shall call, I thank you that the promise is unto them. So we call them in into safety,
Lord.
God. Oh, God, that what things are happening all across the nation. God, that safety be upon our children. Safety upon our grandchildren. Safety upon our great-grandchildren. Safety upon our parents. Safety upon our aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews. Cousins, oh God, everyone that's connected to us. God, show yourself. Show yourself, Ekanamasia. Show yourself, O God.
Let us, O God, Lord Jesus, oh God, stand firm in your word, oh God.
Yes,
your
God,
word is all
God,
that we have, oh God. Your word is all God, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, we thank you tonight, oh God. We seek you, oh God, with all our hearts,
yes,
and all
God,
our mind,
Jesus.
Oh God. Oh God,
hallelujah.
You tonight, oh God. Have your way,
Jesus.
Oh God. Have your way.
God.
Oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we praise you. We praise you, oh God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord God. Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
To God be the glory.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Great God. Hallelujah.
No weapon higher or shame. No weapon.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. My God, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for protection.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for protection to our nation. Thank you for protection of our family. Thank you, God, for not letting the enemy win. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the spirit of murder will not win. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That the spirit of terror will not win. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Because we have come together, oh, God, on one accord, Lord. Oh, God, to invite you in. God, the enemy does not win. Father, we thank you that you are blessing our nation. That you are blessing us,
yes,
God,
yes,
that you're driving out the spirit of corruption, God. Oh, God,
yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, that you're breaking the spirit
yes,
of greed,
God.
The spirit of greed,
yes,
God,
Jesus.
That wants to rule in our government,
yes,
Father, that you see,
yes,
and God,
Lord.
That you're dealing with it. And Father, we're inviting
yes,
you
God.
Into that
Jesus.
Area. We invite you in
yes,
to deal with
Lord.
The greed. We invite
yes,
you in
God.
To deal
Lord
with
God.
The injustice,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We believe by
yes,
faith,
God.
Oh, God,
Lord
that these
God.
Things are turning Jesus. Around. We believe, Lord God, that you are hearing our cry. And Father,
yes,
God, in
yes,
the name of
God.
Jesus, the lives that are being lost. Oh, God,
yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus, Father, that
Jesus.
You're going to put a stop to it. Oh, God, that
yes,
the enemy
Lord
will
God.
Not keep killing our young
yes,
black
Lord.
Men. Oh, God, in
Moshe.
God,
in
Moshe. But, Father, we pray today, Hadia Moshe, salvation,
yes,
deliverance to our nation. Oh, God,
yes,
you have
yes,
got
yes,
to be
Lord.
The one. Oh, God, that is
yes,
our help. Father, we can't put our
yes,
confidence
God.
In the hand of men. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus,
thank
legislation
you,
has failed us. Our judicious system
yes,
has
God.
Failed us. Oh,
yes,
God,
God,
you promised us that you would never
God.
Fail us.
Yes, Lord,
but we
God.
Have a hope in a God that cannot
yes,
disappoint
God.
Us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God, so we're calling
hallelujah.
On you. Oh,
yes,
God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh, God,
yes,
in my God, in my
Lord,
for my sake.
Yes, Lord.
God,
thank you, Lord.
God, remember Freddie Gray. God, remember
yes,
Sandra
Jesus.
Bland. Remember, oh,
yes,
God, what's
Jesus.
Been happening
Jesus.
In our community.
Yes,
remember, God.
God,
the lives that
Lord
are being
Jesus.
Lost. Remember the family, oh, God,
yes,
that are
God.
Losing their children.
Yes,
remember,
Jesus.
Oh, God,
yes,
in my
Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
lives
Lord.
That are being
Lord.
Taken. I know,
yes,
God, out of hatred.
Father, we're coming after you, oh God, in persistence. Day after day, the same way. God, we'll be like the widow woman. We'll be persistent, oh God, until there is an answer. Father, we're going to call on you for this nation. We're going to call on you for our young black men. We're going to call on you for the White House. We're going to call on you, God, to deal with Russia. We're going to call on you to deal with Syria. We're going to call on you, God, to deal with ISIS. We're going to call on you, God, to deal with terrorism. We're going to call on you, God, to deal with poverty. God, there's nobody else that can help us. God, who can we go to? Who can we run to but you? And so, God, God, we'll weary you. Oh, God, like the widow woman did the judge. God, with our continual coming, with our same cry, Father, with our same cry, we'll cry for this nation. We'll cry peace. We'll cry safety. We'll cry the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We know that you're not moved by eloquent speech. God. With our sincere heart. Lord, have mercy. God, over and over and over again. Even Jesus prayed the same prayer three times. Yes, Lord. God. There are some issues. Father, we need a release. We need a release in the earth. God, there is a release that's needed. There's a release that's needed in our community. Raise up those in political positions that really love you. Raise up those, oh God. God, that really, really love you. God, that will be fair in their practices. God, that will do us right. Father, we pray. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the righteous rule, raise up righteous leaders. Raise up those, oh God. That will restore joy in the hearts of those that love you. God, heal us of the grief. God, deliver us from the spirit of grief. Many are becoming grievous in their spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Ah, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the drawing, Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord. And we count it as done.
Hallelujah.
We count it as done. We count it as
hallelujah.
Done.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah.
We bless Jesus. Him tonight for his kindness. We bless him tonight. For his goodness, we thank him for the opportunity to come before him in prayer, to ask him to just hear our plea and respond. We remain persistent in prayer. Thank you all so much for your spirit of persistency and being consistent, knowing that our nation needs us to be in a place and in a position of prayer.
Yes, Lord.
You're in a good place doing a great work. Even though it doesn't feel like it, you're doing a great work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So thank you again for joining us tonight. This concludes our call for tonight. We will meet you again tomorrow, 8:30, in prayer. Pray throughout the day. Let's continue to lift the causes and the concerns that we are already aware of before the Lord, because we already see him moving. We see him moving. So let's just remember to continue to pray. God bless you. Go in peace, and the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.